Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin returns to 27,000, but traders eye chance for a bullish surprise. And check this out. Exactly 10 years ago today, Edward Snowden uses Bitcoin to pay for servers that would host 200,000 documents exposing a vast illegal NSA spying campaign, a heroic act that exposed a chilling truth. Pardon Snowden, and this just in, over 250 shops in Switzerland city of Lugano are now offering 10% cash back on purchases made with Bitcoin. And quoting Max Kaiser, El Salvador is moving rapidly towards economic freedom and self-reliance with a new $1 billion Bitcoin mining enterprise, Volcano Energy. Phase one kicks off with 421 megawatts of hashing power with another 1,000 megawatts on tap. Also in today's show, Dogecoin investors accuse Elon Musk of insider trading, an amended class action lawsuit. We'll also be discussing Robert Kennedy says Bitcoin is the perfect currency while slamming the SEC's crypto policy. We'll also be discussing can Bitcoin copy Apple's 80,000% plus rise since the dot-com burst, as Fidelity macro expert says Bitcoin is poised to thrive. We'll also be discussing historic signals suggest the Bitcoin price action is about to go bonkers in the coming weeks. We'll also be discussing the throwback bull prediction from President Bukele, where he made his 100,000 Bitcoin price prediction and how that is panning out, as well as two countries adopting Bitcoin as the legal tender. And quoting Max Kaiser from a recent interview with Jimmy Dore, the total global amount of financial instruments on planet Earth is roughly $400 trillion. So if Bitcoin would capture a percentage of that, we're talking $1 to $2 million per BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone. This is pod episode number 1300. So this is a big deal. Also, rest in peace to my pops who passed away a few years back. He would be 73 years old today. Also wish a family member here in the crew a happy birthday. His birthday is tomorrow, Digital Dankness. Show some love to the crypto crew. With that being shared, now let's break down our market watch. And that's right, I'm your host, JV, and today is June 2nd, 2023. Check it out. As you can see here, we got Bitcoin pumping back in the green, just above 27,000. We have Ether up 1.5%. trading just under $1,900, while BNB, XRP, Solana, and Cardano all breaking out and in the green. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com, the current crypto market cap sitting just above $1.13 trillion with $32 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance, unfortunately, on the decline at 45.9%, and Ether dominance on the climb at almost 20%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Lido Dow up 10%, trading at $2.30, followed by ARB up 7%, trading at $1.24, followed by Injective up 7%, trading at $7.92. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past week, we have PLS up about 12%. We have PLSX up 14% and Lido Dow up 10.4%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're dead in the middle today with a neutral rated of 50. Yesterday was a 52. Last week, a 49. And last month, a 64 in greed. So there you have it. And welcome again to everyone just tuning in to today's live show. Now let's break down today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts. And how we doing? Bitcoin bounced near multiple support trend lines into June 2nd as market indecision remained in force. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin hitting lows of 26.5 on Bitstamp after the daily close. And Bitcoin showed little signs of a trend change as a stalemate between the bulls and the bears continued to produce little volatility. Now, the collection of moving averages and the short-term hodler realized price near 26,000, thus staying untested and intraday time frame. Analyzing the current setup, we have popular trader Crypto Ed considered the potential for upside topping out at 27,500, quoting him here. I do think we go down, but as long as we do not break that 26,000, there is a chance for a bullish surprise. And quoting Crypto Ed, now I think we bounce back towards 27,500 resistance of a previous range high. And from there, I will be looking for possibly a short towards 25,000. And quoting Crypto Tony, Bitcoin update, I remain short while we're below 27.5 legends. No change in my play here as only ETH is taking the stage right now. So there you have it. And quoting another analyst right here, I have gone on over the structure and we really are not that bullish unless we flip 2,000 into support, referring to Ethereum. And as you can see in this chart, presented a target of 1,700 or lower should the 2,000 mark fail to flip. Now let's dive deeper into Bitcoin elsewhere. There, others argued the time was taken for the price action to break out. What financial commentator TED Talks Crypto flag in favorable macro conditions, quoting him here, treasury yields plus US dollar lower, gold plus equities higher. If Bitcoin is going to move, it should be here, in my opinion, TradeFi shifting risk on again. And popular trader Mustache was equally upbeat about a Bitcoin copycat move based on the bullish signals from the S&P. Quoting him here, if the S&P 500 looks bullish, so does Bitcoin, he concluded in a part of his analysis. And he also built on an existing findings from January in which he predicted similar moves on Bitcoin should the S&P 500 stage a comeback. So there you have it. And it was exactly a decade today. Edward Snowden, the legend, uses Bitcoin to pay for servers that would host 200,000 documents exposing a vast illegal NSA spying campaign, a heroic act that exposed a chilling truth. So pardon Snowden as well as Julian Assange. And also breaking news, over 250 shops in Lugano, Switzerland are now offering 10% cash back on purchases made with Bitcoin, which is a pretty big deal. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. Let's now dive into our next breaking story of the day. And that's a class action lawsuit filed against Elon Musk for pumping the Dogecoin price when he changed that Twitter logo temporarily to a Doge logo back, I guess, on April Fool's. Let's break this down. And welcome again, everyone tuning in. A group of Dogecoin investors requested to leave an amended class action lawsuit against the soon-to-be former CEO of Twitter, Elon, alleging he manipulated the price of the meme token in a May 31st filing with the U.S. District Court for the Southern District in New York. The investors claim Musk used his social media following on Twitter, as well as media appearances, to profit off of trades of Doge through an undisguised course of crypto market manipulation. And according to the complaint, Musk profited off of Doge trading at the expense of other investors by causing the price of the token to spike through actions including changing Twitter's logo to the Dogecoin logo. Thank God they changed it back. Now, the investors filed their initial complaint back in June of 2022, prior to Musk's takeover of Twitter, but following his initial interest in promoting Doge on the social media platform, but have amended the lawsuit at least two times based on his actions. They requested leave from the court to amend their complaint, alleging Musk was responsible for insider trading of Doge, but also to claim the token was a security under the standards of the U.S. SEC. This is a securities fraud class action arising from the deliberate course of Carnival barking market manipulation and insider trading by the world's richest man, Elon Musk, who hijacked an emergent pop culture phenomenon to cross-promote himself and his companies and to pad his obscene fortune, preying on the earnest hopes of vulnerable Americans, including war veterans, blue-collar workers, and the elderly, said the amended lawsuit. Musk changed the Twitter logo of that to Dogecoin on April 3rd, a few days after his legal team requested the second amended lawsuit be dismissed. And at the time, the Twitter CEO's filing had funny pictures and tweeting words of support, which did not amount to fraud. Musk had not tweeted about the amended complaint at the time of publication. As one of the world's richest people, the Twitter CEO has made frequent statements about Dogecoin and other cryptos, offering causing the price token to surge. surge. He started using Twitter to comment on Doge to his millions of followers in 2019. And since Musk's takeover of Twitter in October of 2022, the value of the social media platform reportedly dropped roughly 33% of the $44 billion in which he paid. And on May 12th, he announced he would be stepping down as CEO sometime in June to be replaced by NBC Universal's former chair of global advertising and partnerships, Linda Yaccarino. So there you have it. What are your thoughts? Do you feel this is insider trading taking place by Elon? Do you think he is likely to get away with it? Do you think we should audit it? I'd love to know personally how much Dogecoin this dude owns. So when he does things like switch the Dogecoin logo to Twitter or vice versa, we can see how much he is truly benefiting from it. I think that would solve a lot of the problems. But with that being shared, fam, now for our next breaking story of the day, and that's Kennedy, Robert Kennedy slamming the SEC while praising BTC, which you gotta love and respect at the end of the day. So let's break this down. Democrat U.S. presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. thinks Bitcoin is the perfect base currency. I agree. In a recent interview with The Street Crypto, Kennedy, who announced last month he is running in the 2024 presidential campaign as a Democrat, says there is a need to be, there is need for exit ramps like crypto assets that allow Americans to avoid the central bank induced inflation. Quoting him, right here from this interview, Bitcoin is the perfect base currency because there is a finite amount of it. The Bitcoin that exists on the earth is infinitely divisible. So it's kind of perfect currency. It has an intrinsic value and it keeps people, gives people a way out. He also says he isn't a Bitcoin investor, but noted that the foundation of Bitcoin is trust. Quoting him again, and nobody can manipulate it. There is no human being that can manipulate it. What happens with Bitcoin is very, very democratic. It is all decided by the miners in a democratic way and by the algorithms that can't be manipulated. Kennedy also criticized the crypto regulatory approach by the SEC, arguing the regulator hasn't been transparent. Take that, no clarity, Gary. The environmental lawyer spoke at the Bitcoin 2023 conference in Miami earlier in the month, announcing his presidential campaign will be the first in American history to accept BTC donations. Kennedy says Bitcoin can act as a bulwark against authoritarian censorship, and he promised to protect the right to Bitcoin if he is elected as president. Quoting him again, as president, I will make sure that your right to hold and use Bitcoin is inviolable. First, I will defend the right of self-custody of Bitcoin and other digital assets. You should be able to own your own private keys the same way you own the keys to your car and to your own wallet. So there you have it. I think it is great personally that Bitcoin is a bipartisan issue this year, and it could be the single largest factor when it comes to the presidential election. This is a prediction Bukele made back in 2022, one of the many, which I'll be covering in great detail in a little bit. But with that being shared, now let's discuss, is Bitcoin set to rise 80,000% plus, copycatting the mega company tech giant of Apple? Let's now break this down, shall we? Check it out. Fidelity Investments Global Macro Director Jurian Timmer says that the alternative bullish and bearish cycles of crypto assets are similar to the tech bubble, noting that Amazon and Apple are some of the tech stocks that emerged as winners from the tech bubble. Timmer says that the crypto industry is in similar circumstances where some digital assets will rise while others die. And according to Timmer, Bitcoin could be the Apple of crypto assets. Quoting him here, crypto's boom-bust cycle can be compared to the dot-com bubble of the late 90s. The internet bubble took many unqualified stocks to astronomical heights, only to see them lost most of all their value when the bubble burst. If in that process, the long-term winners such as Apple and Amazon were separated from the losers, the same has so far been proven to be true for crypto. If we assume Bitcoin is the Apple of the digital asset age, then it can make sense that Bitcoin not only survives the crypto winter, but even thrives and takes the market share from other digital assets. While overlaying Bitcoin's current chart over Apple and internet stock index chart from 2 decades ago, it appears that Timmer is suggesting that Bitcoin has displayed a similar price action relative to the two. Quoting him here from Crypto Twitter, below I show an overlay of Bitcoin today versus Apple 2 decades ago, left, and Bitcoin versus the interactive internet index on the right. Right. The now defunct index of internet stocks saw its value come full circle from nothing to bubble back to nothing. And according to Timmer, Apple's stock recovered after failing significantly during the dot-com bubble, and it remains to be seen whether Bitcoin will do the same. Quoting him here, note that even stalwarts like Apple suffered a large drawdown when the bubble burst, but recovered to become a dominant force. And while so many also rans fell into oblivion, time will tell what's in store for the king crypto, BTC. So let me know if you agree or disagree with Jurian Timmer. And with that being shared, now let's break down her next bullish price prediction before diving into Max Keiser and Nayib Bukele's bullish price predictions for the king crypto, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. So here we go. Popular crypto analyst believes the price action of Bitcoin could take off within months if two key indicators cross. In a new update, the anonymous host of Invest Answers tells his 444,000 YouTube subs that when the 50-week moving average retakes the 200-week moving average, Bitcoin will likely soar. Send it. Let's go. In the technical analysis, this is known as the golden cross, which occurs when a short-term moving average rises above a long-term moving average. A golden cross, which is the opposite of a death cross, indicates the start of a sustained uptrend. The crypto analyst believes that the golden cross will occur sometime in August. Quoting him here, but what's important about this is when we cross the 200 week over with the 50 week, and never before we came close in late of 2015, but never before have we actually pierced the 200 week moving average in red with the green line, which is the 50 week moving average. So this one we went through, and it's a death cross. Now, what's interesting is we've talked about this before. The death cross doesn't necessarily mean that the market goes down. You can see when this death cross actually happened and the market fell, but only for a few days, and then it bounced right back up again. It's been crazy. But right now, sometime August 2023, that green will pierce the red, and that means typically 65 to 70% of the time we get a golden cross. The short-term crossing and longer-term line will go bonkers. So that could be good. And you know, August is normally a quiet time in the market, low volume. Participants are elsewhere at the beach or whatever. But this could be another catalyst that we are looking at as we go forward. So there you have it. DFuel will likely have a bullish breakout in August, as Invest Answers is hinting. Let me know in the comments below. And to watch this video he did entitled Historic Bitcoin Golden Cross, check the show notes below the video in the description. And there you have it. Now let's break down our final breaking story of the day. Let's start by looking at Nayib Bukele's bold prediction he made back in January of 2022. And then we'll dive into some more recent predictions from the one and only high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser. So here you have it. Timestamp 10:19 p.m. January 1st. 2022, Nayib Bukele, he wrote this on crypto Twitter, 2022 predictions on Bitcoin. Number one, we'll reach $100,000. Lo and behold, he was a little short, as we never hit 100,000. The height for 2021, which was the cycle peak, was 69,000. But lo and behold, the next one was two more countries will adopt it as a legal tender. Now, I know we have the Central African Republic, which did adopt it as a legal tender. Was there another tiny country which did so? You guys let me know in the comments below. He also says will become a major electoral issue in the U.S. elections this year. That is a fact. You already see we have DeSantis and Kennedy Jr., both anti-CBDC and pro-BTC. And I also agree with Max and Bukele that it will become a major and maybe even the biggest issue with the presidential election. I don't think Trump and Biden stand a chance because they're both anti-BTC and pro-CBDC, which we want no part of, those central bank digital currencies. He also says Bitcoin City will commence construction, which was true. I know they're currently working on Bitcoin City still to this day. And also Volcano Bonds will be oversubscribed. Well, they had to push back the ultimately the launch of the Volcano Bonds, but they are now launched. Quoting Max here, I know they're on the cusp of launching. El Salvador is moving rapidly towards economic freedom and self-reliance with a new $1 billion Bitcoin mining enterprise, Volcano Energy. Phase one kicks off with 421 megawatts of hashing power and with another 1,000 megawatts on tap. So send it and let's go. And he also announced that we'd have a huge surprise at the Bitcoin conference, in which we did in 2022 and 2023, as we do every year from the Bitcoin Miami conference. So there you have it. Those were his bold predictions. So my question for you, when do you feel we're likely to reach his first target of $100,000 Bitcoin? Do you think that can be realistic here in 2023? Or do you think it's most likely to occur in 2024, the year of the halving, which is roughly now 10 months away, or potentially in 2025, which is typically where we hit the cycle peak? Let me know in the comments right down below. And much respect to Nayib. He also wrote that same day this tweet, will age well. And lo and behold, though not all of the targets were hit, I still feel it is aging well. You know what I mean? As we will eventually hit that 100,000 mark, more and more countries will adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. We got Bitcoin City, we got Volcano Bonds, and lots of new surprises. Now, in a recent interview that Max Keiser did with Jimmy Dore on his podcast, he starts talking about the total addressable market being roughly $400 trillion. And quoting Max word for word from the interview, the total global amount of financial instruments on planet Earth is roughly $400 trillion. FYI, this includes derivatives, everything. So if Bitcoin would capture just a percentage of that, we're talking $1 million to $2 million per Bitcoin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser. I feel it is a given. The million-dollar question becomes, by when? By what year? I think realistically, we can see a $1 million Bitcoin price sometime between 2028 and 2030. Most likely, if I had to pinpoint it to an exact year, I'd say by 2029. I personally feel 2025, we hit the cycle peak once again, just like 4 years prior to that. In 2021, we peaked out at 69,000. 4 years prior to that, we peaked out in 2017 at roughly 20,000, 19 and some change. So I am optimistic that we see six figures for the first time, probably most likely in 2024, multiple six figures at the cycle peak in 2025. And by the year 2029, I think the following cycle peak is when we can realistically hit $1 million per BTC, but we shall soon see. You also got to keep in mind that the dollar strength continues to dwindle. The purchasing power of the dollar is collapsing against BTC as the dollar is in a hyperinflationary collapse and things are not looking too promising. We know the bank runs, which we have witnessed this year, has been parabolic for the price action of Bitcoin. Bitcoin up a tremendous amount since the low of the end of last year. Back in November, we hit roughly $15,700. Today, we're back above $27,000. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But let me know, do you agree or disagree with Bukele's 100,000 price prediction here soon? And what are your thoughts surrounding Max Keiser predicting Bitcoin tapping into the total addressable market and tapping into a price action of $1 to $2 million per coin? Let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.